Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For living this moment, because of you, I wanna thank you and praise you too. Your grace. Oh Lord, yeah. Thank you for saving a sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. Just didn't do right. But you watched over me, for me tonight.
Your grace
brought me through. I'm living this moment. Just as demanded that I should die, but grace and mercy said, "Oh no, oh no, oh no, we've already paid the price." You see, I once was blind, but thank God I can see. It was because grace and mercy came along and rescued me. Ah, your grace
brought me through.
I'm living this moment.
Your grace. and courageous testimony from Minister Dacori Newsom today. And grace and mercy is the theme of that witness and the theme for all of us who've been transformed by the power of God to make all things new and create us a brand new creation, to make of us a brand new creation. What a testimony and what a word. What a Savior we celebrate today, whose resurrection means we have power to overcome even death, to have the new life that he wants to give each of us. And when the Lord comes in your life, you don't want him to visit. You want him to stay. You want him to abide. You want him to fill every room with his Spirit. You want him to clean you up and make you whole. You don't want to hold out on Jesus. You don't want him to hold out on you. You want him to come in and have his way. That's pretty much the theme of the message today that we find on in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 29. Luke 24, verses 13 to 29. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talked together of all these things which happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets that have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. And he went in to stay with them. I want to use those words as our theme today, as our prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay with us. Stay with us. When a person or event strikes you in an inspiring manner, you want to savor the experience. That must have been the case for these two men on the road to Emmaus who encountered Jesus on their journey but did not recognize him until he had stirred such a spiritual burning in them that there was no mistaking him for anybody else. If you have ever met Jesus yourself, then you know there is no mistaking him. Some may have thought he was Father Divine. Some may have thought he was Daddy Grace or Jim Jones even, but there's no mistaking him. When Jesus reveals who he is to you, there's no imitation, no reasonable facsimile thereof that speaks to you the way he does. So I can understand these two weary travelers saying to Jesus, stay with us. The two were traveling together, but they were no real company for one another because neither had a word to offer the other that could make the burden lighter of having to go back home without the hope that life would be made better. The one whom they thought would redeem Israel, set the captives free, their hero, their mentor, their Messiah, had died on a cruel cross. And there was nothing that one could tell the other that would make any difference in how they felt. Some of us have a whole lot of folk we go around with, hang out with, but they don't have a word that makes a difference in our lives. Sometimes our associations with other people amount to no more than a pity party of folks with the same kind of story. And you can get so used to being sad, so overindulgent in depression, that good news can come your door, can come your way, special delivery, and you won't sign to receive it. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, yes, even Peter, were witnesses to the grave clothes lying by themselves in an empty tomb. But their report was received by the other disciples as no more than gossip. There are people who have been told about Jesus all their lives, but have treated the witness concerning him as gossip rather than the gospel. It may be easy for you to brush Jesus off as long as it's just mama talking or that preacher trying to get us to change our lives. But one day, by the grace of God, moving on your heart, through his Holy Spirit, you're going to hear Jesus speaking to your life, and it will be a meeting like none other. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. It's what happens when you leave the door of your heart cracked open just a little bit. You come to church just to check things out, just to visit and see old friends. You come just because somebody asked you and you didn't want to say no again. You know about Jesus, but you never made a decision about giving him your life. And one day, with the door open just a little, the Holy Ghost rushes on in and presents Jesus like you have never known him before. And all of a sudden, he's not just somebody mama shouts about. He's somebody you know for yourself. I don't think the two men on the road to Emmaus had the door to their heart and mind slammed shut. Jesus found a crack and pried it open with scriptures from the prophets concerning the Messiah, scriptures concerning himself that he had fulfilled during his walk with them in times past. And the little embers of hope still left in their heart took hold of the word of God. And faith and hope started burning all over again. And not wanting the fire to die out, they said to Jesus, stay with us. This morning, I believe there is somebody listening that Jesus has been talking to, who he wants to ask him to stay. We like visiting with Jesus because he makes us feel good when we feel bad. But we don't always want him to stay. We invite him to come see about us when we're sick. But once we get well, we don't make it clear that we want him to stay with us. We want him to come to our rescue when we're in trouble. But when things start going well, it's not always evident that we want Jesus to stay. Indeed, everything he has to say to us is not sweet to the ear and soothing to the spirit. Sometimes he brings correction and chastisement. Sometimes to get you on the right track, he has to crack the whip and overturn tables in your life that you have set up to do business with the devil. Sometimes he has to purge branches and get rid of dead and dying debris so you can bear more fruit. But don't let that stop you from asking him to abide with you. All while he's working on you, all while he's raising you up, he will give you the joy of salvation. Whatever needs to be done in your life, he'll do it with loving care. Jesus said to these men on the road to Emmaus that they were foolish not to believe, foolish to be so slow of heart to accept the truth. But thanks be to God, they had the door cracked open. And when Jesus opened to them the scriptures, the truth found a welcome place, and they said to Jesus, "Stay with us." Jesus didn't make any excuses. He stayed. He broke bread. He ate. He fellowshipped. Didn't he say a while back, "If any man open the door, I'll come in and sup with him"? You couldn't have a more faithful friend. Ask Jesus to stay. Make room for him in your heart. Make a welcome place for him to abide. You know the chorus to that hymn. "While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry." I need to tell you that our problem is not with him coming and going. Our problem is with our own unfaithfulness. If you ask Jesus to abide, if you ask him to stay, you be ready to give him your life. Don't be fickle about your faith, sometimes a believer and sometimes a doubter. If you're serious about serving the Lord, he'll give you some staying power. We've learned in Bible studies that the more serious you are about serving the Lord, the more likely you are to be targeted for trouble and trial. That's why you need some staying power, so you're not moved by every wind of doctrine, so you can keep your hands on the gospel plow. The Holy Ghost is God's staying power. In the battle between good and evil, the Holy Ghost is your armor, your sword, and your shield. For the battle you have to face every day, you don't need brute force. You need the presence and the power of God himself. For it is not by power, it is not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I heard somebody say, "He's all over me, and he's keeping me alive." When Jesus took time to fulfill the word of God with these men, when he took time to talk with them, to dine with them, to share God's word with them, he opened their eyes and they knew him. He lifted them out of their depression. He restored faith and hope to their heart. He made them believers again. He did for them what was needed to get them back on track, to lift them out of the muck and mire of their miseries. And then he went on about his resurrection agenda, seeing to other people and other business he wanted to accomplish before his ascendancy back to glory. But while he was with them, he stirred them up so much so that once he left from their presence, the fire he started in their souls was still lighting them up. They said, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" That's why you need to be in worship. That's why you need to be among the saints of God that are praising him. That's why you need the fellowship of other believers, because the Holy Ghost is God's staying power. And when you hear about his wonder work in other folks' lives, it ought to stir something in you. And what he's done for others, he can do for you too. In the battle between good and evil, the Holy Ghost is your armor, your sword, and your shield. He is your staying power. So go ahead. Go right ahead and ask him to come on in. Go right ahead and ask him to stay in me, live in me, fill my cup to overflowing. Take me, make me, mold me after thine own will. I want to be yours. I want to be a Christian in my heart. Ask him to come and ask him to stay, and he will come and fill every room. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we invite you today on this Resurrection Sunday to get new life, transformation, power in your heart and mind today, because what he's offered to the world, he's shown us offers to you. We'd be so pleased at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church to learn that having heard the word of life, you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Call us at 909-887-2526. 909-887-2526, and let us know of your decision. Even better than that, come on in the house. There's plenty good room in my Father's house. And come to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church and share with a family of faith our walk with the Lord. We welcome you as a brother and sister in Christ, if indeed you have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and your Lord and Savior. Blessed be the word of the Lord. And blessed be the power of God in your life today. Amen and amen.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah.
It's not a crime. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Wow. What a word, Dr. Owens. What a word. I want to thank Minister Decora Newsom for that powerful, powerful testimony. Hey, welcome everyone. Happy Resurrection Day to you and glorious and happy Easter to you. One and all. And now I'd like to speak to Dr. Owens for just a few minutes or so. I've got a few questions I want to ask. Dr. Owens, what a word, sir. Thank you so much for that powerful message today.
Oh, bless you, Brother Brown. The only consolation I have that you left this coast and went to that one is that the same God rules over all.
He sure does. Oh, we did not and will not lose connection, my dear friend. We just spread. We know. I just look at it like this. We just spread it across the coast. How about that? From east to west.
Yes, what a wonderful day it's been.
What a wonderful day. Wonderful day, sir. And I have a few questions I want to ask you. Now, why have you called Holy Week the Christian's New Year celebration?
Oh, I call it the Christian's New Year because if resurrection means anything at all, it means that by the power of God, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we really can be made new creations. We really can have new life. That's any day and every day that you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you're focused on the resurrection, you truly realize that Jesus has overcome the world, everything that was thrown at him, and by the power of God has overcome sin, death, hell, and the grave. That means there's nothing else that can come that won't be defeated if he is on your side and you are on his side. When we come into the regular new year, we got all kinds of resolutions. We make all kinds of promises and whatever. But by this time, after the first quarter of the year, we see how well that's going. But the promise of God is he will never leave us nor forsake us, and his power is always available to us. So when we see the cross and know that he's not on it anymore, we know that there's nothing that can come against us that can keep us from being what God called us to be, because Jesus took on everything and won. Yeah, so it's the Christian's New Year. That by faith we believe we can do all things through Christ because of his death and resurrection.
Amen, amen. What do you hope will be the fruit of the revival experience?
Well, I hope that the fruit will be that we got closer during the fasting and prayer time, and that Holy Week is indeed a celebration of a closer walk of our intention to have deeper devotion, to read more, to pray more, and to expect more out of our service to the Lord in terms of making good use of the gifts that he has given us, and to give him a thankful offering of ourselves in service to him. And I hope and trust that worshiping together as we did today, we saw people come out who haven't been out since COVID. We saw people coming who had been sick and now are well. I just hope and trust that it'll be the beginning of good habits and better patterns of fellowship together, and people won't go back into being secluded and cut off, because I believe that there are blessings in the house when the people come together. I think when he told us to forsake not the assembly of ourselves together, it's because there are some things that he means for us to experience in the house together in the fellowship of believers. And today, folk were shoulder to shoulder. We put chairs down the aisle.
Oh, boy.
And I said, I got one question for y'all. Are y'all coming back next Sunday? Are y'all coming back?
I hope you told me, we have plenty of chairs, right? We have plenty of chairs.
I mean, Jesus is not a one-hit wonder. He's an everyday miracle worker and provider and protector, and we ought to give him some everyday praise and an everyday commitment and devotion to be his disciple.
Yes, yes, amen. I'm not going to hold you too much long, but just tell us about, now you just went through, the church just went through a revival here also. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, it was. expositor and a revival preacher, and we had Dr. Andrea King in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. She's the director of communications and media, mm-hmm. And Reverend Dr. Frederick Fairley, our pastor emeritus son. And
yes.
He's always welcome at our church and always digs deep and blesses us with a word that was prepared on high, and together they just created a tsunami wave of blessing on three nights. And then we had our Good Friday service. We didn't do seven last words. We did close encounters on the road to Calvary and identified several stops that Jesus made and encounters that he had with people that are meaningful for what he had to say as he was in the closing days of his life. And then we had a fellowship service with Community Seventh-day Adventist Church on yesterday. That was marvelous. And then today, services at 7:30, Sunday school at 8:30, and regular worship at 9:30. And everything was just so well attended, as if people were hungering and thirsting after the word. And the table was set. God knows we prepared a feast. Yes, a feast. It was like going to a buffet and piling up your plate, you know, and sitting down and nobody bothering you. You all want to go in.
Wow. I know I miss Sundays there, Doctor. I have to be honest with you. I do. And now we just ended a fast there. And speaking of eating, okay, as people end their fasting and praying, what should they expect?
Well, you can expect whatever the word declares. And the word declares that when you fast and pray, that some of the things that you could not get done or accomplish in your regular routine can be accomplished when you fast and pray. Higher mountains can be climbed and sicknesses can be healed, and you can overall become a better person than you've been any time you get closer to the Lord. And that's what fasting and prayer ought to really be about. Now, for sure, there's some eating going to get done today. But we ought not forget what we learned when we pushed the plate aside. Focus more on the work. Hopefully, won't be long at the dinner table today. But there's going to be some eating getting done today.
You can count on that. Absolutely. Well, it's always a pleasure, Dr. Owens. I will ask that you close us out in prayer, if you will, sir.
Oh, blessed Lord. Thank you so much for everything you said and did, Lord God, that has remained with us, what you deposited in the Word, what you left for us as remembrances of your deeds, your miracle-working power. We receive it all today, Lord God, to the transformation of our own lives. We receive it today by faith, believing in the report concerning you, and may that faith increase our strength and shine more light on our pathway and give us a greater resolve to follow in the footsteps, for you have given us your example of love, and with that we pray to show it forth to others who are in need of that same kind of love. Blessings, glory, and honor, and let peace dwell with all men who call upon the name of the Lord. You said we shall be saved. So let it be written, so let it be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word, what a word. And ladies and gentlemen, to our gospel and to our audience around the globe, hey, if you love good preaching, you love great music, tune in to the Gospel Explosion. The Gospel Explosion comes on before Hope is Alive. Each and every Sunday. Tune in early now. Hope is Alive starts at noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East, and 2 p.m. Central. Now, you can reach us quite simply. Let's go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. If you have friends outside of the country, they can simply go to studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz. That buzz. Please leave a comment. Let us know what you know, think about the program. We can also be reached on Apple. If you have an Apple device, just go to your Apple App Store and download studio.w. Please share with a friend. If it's Android, just simply go to your Play Store and go to Studio W, also available on Alexa, iTunes, and Spotify. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Owens, and I will talk to you, if not before then, at least next week. So enjoy and be blessed. This has been Hope Is Alive. Amen, amen, amen.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is overshadowed with blackness. Oh, no shelter or home is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? Each moment so madly is threatening. Oh, a grave, a grave, a grave in the angry deep. Get up, Jesus, because the the waves, bless God, shall obey your will, and all you've got to say, Lord Jesus, peace be still.
Don't wanna get smarter.
looking for. Oh, yes, I am. Woo!
that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Once again,
they pulled that boy up out the shed. Now he walking down the road, beating, getting more intense every other step he go. They whip him, punch him, kick him, slap him, rip that boy up out his clothes. Couple punches to the face, second one broke his nose. They laughing at him, they spitting at him, they kicking at him, dog barking at him. He thinking to himself, how could this happen? He black out for a minute, they throw water at him. A week ago he was sitting up playing with his kids, wife and family all around, in the comfort of his crib. Birthday party, passing gifts, last thing that he remembered, packing for a mission trip. Now it's about to go down, that's what he was thinking as he sit there knelt to the ground. His killer walked up on him bowling and looked him in the eye. He said, aren't you gonna beg? He said, no, I signed up to die.